Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Introduction to Data Processing. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Modeling and Processing in the Data Engineering Essentials for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the principles of data processing, focusing on the differences between batch processing and stream processing, an introduction to ETL, extract, transform, load, processes, and the various tools and frameworks available for managing data workflows. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the key concepts of data processing and identify the tools needed to implement these processes effectively in your work environment. Main content overview of batch processing versus stream processing. Data processing can typically be categorized into two main types, batch processing and stream processing. Batch processing involves executing a series of transactions collected over a period of time. This method is efficient for processing large volumes of data that do not require immediate action. For instance, a financial institution might process payroll for all employees at the end of the month. The data is collected, processed in bulk, and then results are generated at once. This approach minimizes resource use and can lead to significant time savings. In contrast, stream processing deals with continuous input and output of data. It processes data in real time as it becomes available. For example, a stock trading platform needs to analyze price changes as they happen, allowing traders to make timely decisions. Stream processing is essential in scenarios where delays cannot be tolerated, such as fraud detection or live transaction monitoring. Understanding these two methods helps businesses like test company decide which approach best fits their data needs, depending on whether they require immediate insights or can work with periodic updates. Introduction to ETL, extract, transform, load, processes. One of the most crucial concepts in data processing is the ETL process. ETL stands for extract, transform, and load, and it is a framework used to gather data from multiple sources, convert it into a useful format, and load it into a data warehouse or another system for analysis. Extract, the first step involves gathering data from various sources, which can include databases, CRM systems, and flat files. The goal is to collect all relevant data that will inform business decisions. Transform, during this step, the extracted data is cleaned, formatted, and transformed to meet specific requirements. For instance, this may include changing data types, combining multiple datasets, or removing duplicates. Transformation ensures that the data is accurate and ready for analysis. Load, finally, the processed data is loaded into a destination system, such as a data warehouse, where it can be accessed and analyzed. This step can vary in complexity, depending on the system architecture and the volume of data. In the context of test company, implementing an effective ETL process can streamline data management and provide meaningful insights that drive business decisions. Tools and frameworks in data processing. With the rise of big data, numerous tools and frameworks have emerged to assist in data processing. These tools can help automate ETL processes and facilitate both batch and stream processing. Apache Spark, a powerful open-source framework known for its speed and ease of use. It supports both batch and stream processing and is widely used in data engineering projects. Spark allows developers to write applications in Java, Scala, Python, and R, making it versatile for different technical environments. Apache Kafka, a platform designed for building real-time data pipelines and streaming applications. Kafka is effective for stream processing, allowing organizations to publish and subscribe to real-time streams of data. It can handle high throughput and is often used in scenarios involving real-time analytics. Talend, a popular ETL tool that provides a user-friendly interface for data integration. Talend helps organizations automate their data workflows by offering graphical tools to design and manage data pipelines without extensive coding. AWS Glue, a fully managed ETL service provided by Amazon Web Services. AWS Glue simplifies the process of preparing and transforming data for analytics. It automatically discovers and categorizes data, which helps to streamline the ETL process. By leveraging these tools, test company can enhance its data processing capabilities, making it easier to handle vast amounts of financial data effectively. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered the essential principles of data processing, differentiating between batch processing and stream processing, and introduced the ETL process. We also explored various tools and frameworks that can optimize data workflows in your organization. Understanding these concepts is vital for making informed decisions related to data management and analysis, ultimately driving better business outcomes. As you move forward, consider how these principles and tools can be integrated into your role at Test Company to enhance data handling and improve operational efficiency. Reflection questions: how would you determine whether to use batch processing or stream processing for a specific project at Test Company? What challenges do you foresee in implementing an ETL process, and how might you address them? Which data processing tools discussed in this lesson do you think would be most beneficial for Test Company, and why?